For surely you are at a place that you have never been before. It did not take me by surprise, nor was I even concerned, because my will, plan, and purpose will be accomplished. But I say to you, my people, this is the time to stand like never before in the place that I've called you to walk in. Don't look at things as though they were, although they used to be, but focus on the newness of what I intend to come out of this time. The new work that I began in you, it will be brought to completion. But it is up to you to stand in your place, to stand in that place that I've called you to be as heirs and joint heirs of my Son, because my will, plan, and purpose will be realized in my people like never before. But it is important for you to not be moved by the past or anything that's around you, because out of the newness of that new life that I started in you, that life will be realized before your eyes as you step out into the things that I've called you to walk in. I've set the stage for my will, plan, and purpose to be lived out through you, but you must be in your place. You must be in that designated place that I've called you to be in, and you will see me do wonders and miracles through your hands like never before. But you must stand in your place. I stress the importance of being in the place that I've called you to be in. No longer looking at the things of the past, but focusing on those things that I've pressed inside of you. Those visions that you've seen in the night season, you will see them realized as you're walking in the plan and purpose that I've called you as my sons and daughters. Walk it out, but stand in the place that I've called you to be.
Father, we hearken to your voice. We follow after you, Father. We are obedient. We will be obedient to your word, that your will, your plan, and your purpose may be accomplished in us. Be it unto us according to your word, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord. You may be seated.
Oh, we thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise for this day, for this time, and this season. Father, we thank you for your word that you are planting deeply within us, Father, that is our life, that is our health, that is our sustenance, our light, our way, our direction. Father, I thank you that your anointing is resting heavily upon us and within us, Father, to speak to us and to lead us and guide us continually in truth, triumph, and victory. Father, we thank you for what you are saying to your church in this season. And Father, we say that we have ears to hear and eyes to see all that you are doing within us, through us, and among us, and in the earth, Father. And we purpose to keep our eyes set on you, to keep our hearts focused on you, Father, and to see the new thing that you would do. Father, we've already seen much, but we know there is much to come. And we exalt and magnify you in this time and in this season, your word above all. Father, we glorify you. And we desire with all that is in us to give you the glory and the honor that is due your name, Father, in all that we do and that we say. We'll be careful to give you all the thanks and the praise, Father, as you continue to manifest yourself and show yourself strong on our behalf in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Pastor Richard, you've read my notes. I think it's all been said, so we could just say amen. And I think it's been said because God wants it said several times. Amen. He is speaking something very clearly and plainly to us right now. I want to hear every word. I don't want to miss anything. Anybody else? We've been teaching, laying some foundation on prayer. We've talked about why we pray. We've talked about humility. We've talked about compassion. And we've talked about rest. Resting in the finished work that he's already done. He's already gone before us. He's already been in tomorrow. and he's already finished everything, and now he just said, walk it out. Trust in me and know that it's done. And so I was excited today. I was putting my notes together. We were going to jump into 1 Timothy chapter 2 and just get all into prayer and talk about the things that he was saying. And Friday morning I woke up with a different direction in my heart. And I'll get into how that happened in a little bit. But we're going to talk today about Joshua. We're in Joshua chapter 3 is where we're going to start. And the version that I'm using is the English Standard Version, if you want to follow along in that, or if you want to get a different translation for more context, I'll leave that up to you. But we're starting off in Joshua chapter 3. It says, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And at the end of 3 days, okay, so let's back up just a little bit. When Moses died, Joshua was given a word that he was to continue to take the people into the promised land. Now, Moses had taken them out of Egypt. They had seen mighty miracles, and he had taken them this far. Now it was time for a new era, a new season. Something different is happening. Nothing wrong with the old season. Learned a few things from the old season. Learned how to not do a few things from the old season. But praise God for coming out. Amen. Praise God for being in a new place, out from under the authority of the enemy. Amen. So when Moses died, Joshua was given a word that he was to continue to take the people into the promised land. And God said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And then, I love Joshua. He just did not let any grass grow under their feet. He's like, all right, folks, you got 3 days. We're fixing to do this. You got 3 days. You've got some time to go home, get your stuff in order, get your things packed, get things ready, because in 3 days, things are happening. Amen? And after he sent the spies into the land, remember they went in and they found safety with Rahab, and she protected them, and they hid for 3 days, and they went back, and they said, look, everybody's afraid of us. No problem. Let's go in and do this. They didn't have the conflicting report that they had the first time. And they set out for the banks of the River Jordan. So in that 3 days to prepare, I think the time that we have had here, because of what the enemy intended for evil, has played right into God's plan in giving us time to get some things in order in our households. We've had a stay to a great degree of the busyness. We've had time to sit home and ponder on what's important, ponder on what really matters, ponder on what we missed. I miss Mexican food restaurants. I don't know about y'all, but you know, all you can eat, bringing those chips and stuff to the table. Anyway, ponder on the things that we've missed, what's important. Those of us who have heeded the word of the Lord to the body of Christ have pressed in and given themselves to more time in the word and in prayer. How many of you have done that? I'm just curious. You just nod or whatever. Just found yourself having more time, choosing to spend more time. You know, some people, I saw a meme on Facebook. It said, well, I finished Netflix. Like all the way through everything on Netflix. I don't think they really did, but some people are binge watching. But those of us who've heeded the word of the Lord have pressed in and given ourselves to more time in the word and in prayer. And we've had time to evaluate those priorities and our way of living. We're coming into a time now of choosing, what are we going to bring back and what are we going to leave out? Is a very, very pivotal, important time for the body of Christ right now. What are we going to do with this? Are we going to go back to business as usual? Are we rushing to get back to the same schedule? How did I used to do things? The word of the Lord that came said, forget the past. Don't think about the things of the past. Now, there are lots of things we've gone through in the past that God wants to heal us from and get us over those, but just the immediate past, just 4 weeks ago, Things are different now. We've crossed over into a new era, a new season, a new time. God is truly doing a new thing, and we are not just looking for it. We've already seen some of it. God is doing a new thing, and he's asking us to consider what he wants in our lives now. Does he still want us to go out to eat all the time? Or maybe we just go home and have a sandwich and pray for 30 minutes. He wants us to go out to eat. Richard has a word from the Lord. We can pray over that meal. Seriously, though, listening, maybe he wants us to go out and take other people with us and share the goodness of the Lord. We got to listen. You got to listen. We've got to know what is important in this time, what's important in this season. So we're making those wise choices. Back to verse 2. It said, at the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, as soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way to go, for you have not passed this way before. Now, Jessica kicked us off with that. We haven't been this way before. And then we heard it in the word that came to us from the Lord. This is new. You've not passed this way before. And we see it in the word here. You need to keep it before you because you haven't been this way before. Now, I don't think a truer statement has ever been uttered for the entire earth right now. We have not seen it like this on this global level where we could all view it happening at the same time. We have not seen these things happen before. We are in a new day. So we are to keep in relationship with God, his presence, and his word, so that when he begins to move, we are aware, we are watching, and we are sensitive to know it is time to do whatever it is he's having us do, or wherever he's having us go, to stand in the place that he's told us to, as in the word that came forth this morning. You know, we've been talking about prayer, and I expected this day to be a continuation on prayer. And it is, because it is reinforcing the need for that time of communication with God. If he says, stand right here, and you've not learned to hear the voice of God, then you might wander over there. It's critically important for the body of Christ right now. Spiritually, physically, geographically, we need to be listening and hearing. What are you saying for me, God? Because I can't do what Brother Damon does. He's got his own word, his own way, his own path. You have your own word, your own way, your own path. What is your word? What is God saying to you? The church for decades has had the mentality that we will come and we will throw some money in the offering bucket and we'll let the preacher hear from God for us, and you tell us what to do and we'll do what we can and go home and we don't have to worry about it anymore because we're paying him to take care of it. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. God wants a personal relationship directly with you where you hear his voice. He wants to talk to you. You are precious and important and strategic in this time and season. You are not insignificant. You are not an also-ran. You are not an accident. You are not an afterthought. You're very strategic. Where you are right now is very important. So listening, hearing his voice, learning that in prayer, you let all the other noises go and you listen to that still small voice. Now, he gave them an admonition not to get too close so that they could see the ark. Now, you know, the ark represents the presence of God. That's where the cloud would dwell in the tabernacle in the wilderness. That's where the presence of God was directly there, and Moses would go in and commune with the Lord there. We know it contained the word of God, the word that came down from the mountain. It represented the communication, the coming together of God and man. That ark, that was the word, that was the presence. That's what they were holding up before the people. And he said, don't get too close to it so that you can see it ahead of you. I think the message there is don't get too familiar. Don't make any assumptions. Don't just glance and say, oh, I think it's that way, and then just, you know, rush on going that way, and it's moved and you've missed it. You've got to keep it before you. It needs to be in front of you. That means prioritize. It has to go before everything else. David said in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And then in Hebrews, where it's talking about Moses, it says 11:27, Hebrews 11:27, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. How do you do that? How do you keep your eyes on the one who is invisible? You have to see with the eyes of the Spirit. You have to sense with a spirit. See, you are a spirit. You don't use your spirit to do things. You are a spirit. You use your body. You use your mind to do things. So as a spirit, you learn in prayer, in communion with him, to relate to him as a spirit and keep him before you. Place his word and his presence in the highest place. Give him prominence and preeminence in your life so that the slightest whisper of that still small voice, you hear and obey. It's training. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we don't hear it. Sometimes we hear it and we question it. God, was that you? Sometimes we hear it and we say, oh, I know he wasn't talking to me. And we completely miss it. But he's faithful because he knew we were going to make mistakes. He's not surprised at the things that we've already done. He was not surprised when we did that foolish thing. And he said, grace and mercy, come on, get right back in, let's try again. And that's why it's important that when you miss it, you don't run from God. See, the enemy wants you to say, well, I can't pray today because I messed up. Did you know there are people that believe that? I can't go to church today because I messed up. Oh, I'll come to church, but I can't sing on the praise team today because I made a mistake. No, the blood of Jesus is continually, readily available to wash and to cleanse. And every second of every day is a new opportunity to get it right. It's up to you. God's waiting. He's beckoning. But it's up to us to come to him. So we want to put him first. And then this is the part that God had spoken to me about Friday morning. In verse 5 of Joshua 3, it says, then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Friday, I woke up with this word in my spirit. Consecrate yourself. A lot of times the Lord will give me just a piece of a scripture that I know, I remember, I've studied, but it doesn't readily all come to the forefront. But it's consecrate yourself for tomorrow, something, something. What is it? What is it, God? What is it? What is it? And he's like, well, look it up. So I got my Bible out. And it said, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow I will do wonders among you. Now, when he says consecrate yourselves, other translations will say sanctify yourself. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but in doing some studying, what I saw, it means to prepare, to pull aside, to prepare, to dedicate, to be hallowed. In other words, to be holy, to be separate. You know, the come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Be separate, be holy. It's setting yourself apart for a special purpose. And from that, what I heard in my spirit as of Friday was to begin a fast of sorts, of setting aside some things that would allow me to spend more time with him. Now, I've been doing this. I've been pressing in more, spending longer in the morning, longer in the evening. But God said, I want more. I want more of you. And you have to know that the more the Lord requires of you, the more he gives you, and the more he blesses you, because he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So he said, I want you to do this and set some time, set more time different times, different things. You know, a fast doesn't have to be food. It could be that last 30 minutes of TV that you like to watch at night. It could be that last 30 minutes of Facebook, going through on your phone. Maybe y'all don't do that, but there are a lot of things that we can set aside. And so I spent some time with the Lord to see what he would have me to do with that. But I saw that he wanted more of that meditation, prayer, listening, decreeing, praising, worshiping, and praying in the Spirit. So I did that. I've begun that. It's a process. And I challenge you to seek the Lord and see what he would have you to do. Because again, my word isn't always your word. What is the Lord saying to you? So tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now it's possible that he meant Saturday. I am convinced that he has started some marvelous things among us. Amen. Doing some wondrous works. But my sense was that tomorrow is a season. That there's like a window here that is like this corona thing happened and it suddenly everything was shut down. And then there's this season. And then there's this time of sort of reintegration, slowly coming back into what's important. And then there's going to be a certain time, a releasing, a change, a shifting again. And the Lord is going to begin to do wonders among us. I believe that those that have set themselves apart, set aside the time for him, those are going to be the ones in the forefront. Those are going to be the ones, you know, bearing the standard, leading ahead, if you will. And I'll get more into that in a few minutes. But he wants us so close to him that we can even hear his heartbeat. Just right, if you can just picture yourself, just right there with your Father, your Father God, listening, hearing everything about him that has anything to do with you. And then in verse 6 of Joshua chapter 3, Joshua said to the priests, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on before the people. So they took up the Ark and they went before the people. And then the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Now, some of you may remember that a similar message was spoken over Pastor Richard and the ministers that God has raised up to come after Pastor Jim. That there was an anointing and a mantle and a passing of the baton, if you will, and God said, I led him, I will lead you. And so we were confident in that. But I want to look a step further today. Because I believe the message is for God's people today, those who are following him closely. We are all Joshuas, taking portions of the kingdom of God in the earth. And I believe we can take comfort in the promise of God that just as he led Pastor Jim to take us into depths of the revelation of the word of God, to lay hands on the sick, see them recover, to speak boldly the word of the Lord, to move mightily in the gifts of the Spirit, so God is with each one of us in this time. We are all receiving a commissioning for a place, for a ministry, if you will. It might be in the marketplace. It might be in the church. It might be on the mission field. It might be in downtown Austin. I don't know, but everyone is a Joshua somewhere. And God wants to use each of us. And as he was with Moses, as he was with Joshua, as he was with Pastor Jim, he is with us. Amen? Amen. Back to Joshua 3 and verse 8. It says, and as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Now you remember the last time when they crossed the Red Sea, they stood back and Moses, did he hold out his hand, I think? Held out his staff and the waters parted. It was all done before. You know, it was easy to see. That is the way, walk ye in it. No problem, right there. Walk on the dry part is all you had to do, right? It was pretty easy at that time. It's a little different this time. And again, here I see the priests as those of us who are following closely, because we've been made kings and priests and a holy priesthood, and we hold up the word and the presence of the Lord and bear it carefully. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, verse 9, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, here is how you'll know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, any kind of ite that's an issue. He is going to drive it out before you. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Because we know he goes before us and prepares our way, we know that he is removing the enemy before us. Now, I want you to get this. I want you to draw on this, okay? This is where we're getting to the important, the meat of what God wanted us to see today. I want you to draw on the anointing, because I want you to have a vision of this. You need a vision of this, and God showed it to me, and it was exactly the picture that he painted through the word of the Lord that came through Brother Damon. So, let's see, in verse 12, now therefore take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, each tribe a man, and when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. Now, I hadn't seen this verse this way before. Last week, the last point that I made was talking from Hebrews about rest, resting in what he is doing. See it already finished. Labor to enter into the rest. Why? Because this, the thought process, the looping, the what if, will wear you out. It is toil and labor to be worried, to be concerned about things. He said, rest in Hebrews 4. And I saw it here, and I want you to get a picture of it. When the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark, the presence, the word of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. Do you see it yet? Remember, the Jordan is whatever stands between you and your promise. What's your promise? A lot of people are afraid of Corona right now. That's their Jordan. People have lost jobs, income, clients, customers. That's definitely a Jordan. People are wondering how God is ever going to get this country or their ministry, their household, their vision back online. God, we had plans. We were on the move. What's going on? That's that Jordan that is in front of us. Okay, are you starting to get the picture? There's a phrase that I've heard a lot. I've heard it from Asia. I've heard it from ministers. They talk about charging the beast. See, we want to run from the Jordan. We want to back up and wait for a Moses to come over there and hold his hand out. And when we see the dry ground, okay, I'm ready. I know where to go now. I got it. I got it. But that's not what God said this time. This time he said the soles of the feet of the priests, they had to walk into it, into the muddy water, into the fray, if you will, into the circumstance that looks painful, into a place that is uncomfortable. They had to go into the Jordan. Whatever the Jordan is to you, God says to rest in the midst of it. Not to lay down and wait, but to stand in it, to take your stand in the midst of it, knowing there's not a single thing you can do to change it, and yet stand still and know that he is God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Charge the beast, the Jordan rivers, trusting that the Lord your God will remove it. Can you see it now? Do you have a picture of it now? Do you see that you bear the presence, you bear the anointing, you bear the word of God within you, and you hold it up, and you give it prominence, you give it preeminence, and then you walk into whatever that is. They said, oh, you can't do that. Are you crazy? There's no way you can do that. You're going to die if you go over there, Kimpo. There's no way you can go back to America and do what? And come back and minister? Not going to happen. Guess what? Watch me. Watch me. Bearing the presence of the Lord, the word of God within me, the time that I've spent with him. He said, go. I'm stepping right in the middle of it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how hard it looks. I don't care how strange it looks. You see, some of us are thinking that maybe when this is all over, that God's just going to open up a stage somewhere and lightning's going to clear everybody out so we can just float onto it and levitate and do some miracles and some mighty things. Guess what? It's quite likely going to look dark and scary wherever he's sending us. It's quite likely going to look impossible. You want me to do what, God? I spent all that time fasting and praying, and now you've said go here and do what? Those people want to kill me. Those people want to crucify me. Those people, they want to laugh at me. They want to mock you, God. They want to mock you, God. You don't want me to go there, do you? And God said, I want you to take my presence, my light, my anointing, my word, walk right out there in the middle of it and stand in your place. That was the word of the Lord that came today. Stand in your place. Set your face like a flint. Make a decision. Wherever God puts me, wherever he sends me, I'm going to stand there, knowing that you can't, you don't have a plan B. There's not, well, you know, we can get a boat maybe and get over. No, there's no boats. There's nothing. It's you and God. That still small voice. Now you understand why it's so important to be prepared. Why it's so important to be listening, to go exactly where he sends you. Because where he sends you, guess what he's going to do? In verse 13, it says, when you do, when the feet of the priest rests in the Jordan, then the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. God is going to remove that hindrance with you standing right there in the middle, just waiting to shine, waiting to show the way. God is pushing back whatever will try to stop you, hinder you, make you fear, make you want to run away. Rest in his promise. Rest in his word. Rest in his presence as your mighty deliverer. He is pushing back the world system. He's pushing back the work of the enemy to set you free to go forward and possess the promise. Amen? Amen. So in verse 14, it says, so when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan and the feet of the priest bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, because the Jordan overflows at this time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the Sea of the Arabah and the Salt Sea were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel was passing over on dry ground till all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Now this I want you to understand. Those of you who have made the time and made the place and will make a time and a place for him, he is going to put you in the middle of the action, lift you up as you are lifting up his word, as you are lifting up his anointing, you are shining with his glory, you are making a way and a place for others around you to come through. See, there are a lot of believers that are still sitting at home. They're afraid right now. They're not sure if it's safe to get out there. They don't know. They don't know God. They didn't have a Pastor Jim to teach them the intimate understanding and revelation, and they're looking for somebody to stand up. They will follow. They're just not sure. They need you. They need you standing right out in the middle of the fray, right out in the middle of the muddy water where it's nasty. Are there snakes? Probably. All kinds of stuff going on. But those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You are going to be in the middle of the beauty of what God is raising up, and you will raise up that standard. The word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up the standard. You will become that standard as you stand in that holy place, as you stand there by His instructions, as you exalt His name, His word above everything else. You will be a safe place for others to pass through. And that's what it's all about. It's not just about the few of us that well, we're special, so we're going to get blessed. No, God wants all of His people blessed. He wants everybody to make it through, if you will. And those who are willing to stand will be able to light and clear the way for the believers to come through, as well as those who are lost. As they begin to see what God is doing, they're going to be drawn to what's happening. They're going to be changed, and you're going to be the one holding up the light so that they can go through. Amen? Amen. So you are being raised up as a standard against the work of the enemy in the earth. You, as priests of God, are holding up the word of God, walking in His presence in a mighty way, charging the beast, charging the Jordan River, and making a way for God's plan to be done in the earth right now. Other believers will benefit from what you do. When they see you raise up the standard of the uncompromising word of God, walking in His presence in a mighty way, they will be inspired to follow and to possess their part as well. Amen? So we praise the Lord. We praise Him for this season. Praise the Lord, for He has made a way. He is leading us in a new way. He is making us victorious over that which would hold us back and showing Himself strong in our behalf. I want you to stand right now and let's begin to praise the Lord and thank Him for what He is doing in us. Father, we are thankful for this day and this season. Father, You are rising up on the inside of us and flowing through us. Father, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Father, do all Your good pleasure in this season, because You are worthy, You are holy, and You are mighty. Father, You have said it and You will do it. Father, You have said it and You will bring it to pass. And Your hand is mighty to save and to deliver in this time and in this season. And Father, I thank You right now that You are bringing the hearts of the lost to You. Father, we lift up the lost right now, those who have never made a relationship with You. Father, we pray that You would send laborers, Father. And if it is Your desire, send us, Father, to bring the lost in, Father, to the ark of refuge, to the ark of safety, to Your presence and to Your plan and purpose. And Father, for those believers who are looking for the way, looking for what to do, open their eyes, Father. Lead them into the places with shepherds, Father, that will lead them and feed them after Your heart. And Father, gather us together for Your glory, that as Your priests, Father, we would make one certain sound of praise, that the world would know that the Lord our God is mighty, mighty to save. The Creator of the heavens and the earth has a plan. Father, You have a plan for all of us, and it is a good plan. And we thank You, and we praise You, and we give You glory and honor that You are leading us and showing us the place to go and the place to stand. And Father, I thank You that You strengthen us with might in our inner man, that we stand unwavering. Father, we stand, Father, in Your strength, not in our own strength, but in Your strength, Father, as You flow through us mightily. You are doing and accomplishing mighty things in the earth. Father, You are pushing back the world system and everything that would hinder, Father, and giving us the freedom and the strength and the joy to stand in the midst, Father, and to see Your salvation, to see Your mighty deliverance, Father, to see a way where there seems to be no way. Father, that way is You, and we are thankful. And we give You glory and honor and praise for the way that You have made. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last verse of that chapter, the last words of it said, until the whole nation passed through. Right now, the United States of America is at a crossroads. Our nation is, we've got to make some decisions because liberties are being threatened. Our way of life is being challenged. And I'm sure Brother Steve could tell you a whole bunch of stuff that's going on, but all I know is that we, the people in this room, the people watching by live stream, if we will stand, walk out into what is trying to hinder us from being in the promised land, from crossing over, that we can bring the whole nation with us. I believe there is a great turning in the spirit, in the kingdom of God. There is a great awakening coming. I've been listening to several different ministers and preachers and people who flow in the prophetic, and they all are saying the same thing, that there is a great awakening coming. There is a great change, a spiritual shift happening, and that's the key right there. What she said is, we can't stand back here and say, well, when it dries up, I'll go. No, we got to step out into it, but then don't move until the whole nation. We've got to bring our nation along with us. We've got to keep our freedom. We've got to keep that God wants America, but it's going to take us. It's going to take us to stand to keep it. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So just because you can get your household into the promised land, that's not enough. We've got to wait. We got to stay. We've got to be strong for the nation to come across. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray a few more minutes in the Spirit. Let's just give the Holy Spirit the use of our tongues to decree and declare things into the earth that are not. Hallelujah. Seto rebekiste de casa toro maracatin de aramondo. Ele manamaso torebe rekiste de barrasa roro rekiria da basa taradelie. Ela monomatande ki e de bondo reste de bakara hashara boroso e sederele la manando rebadigi di karashta rasaturo bedede di isinele la mana mando ro regerere ata roba saka shara kata saturo lo diri che le maruma sine ne manando de ele barra shara basoro de kise se dore banda ramando codoro carriche ste rabaso ro che ele maruma handi ide alava mando re re di assite le la cotote de bata ste de maharakadi ele maruma ne re 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 araba darra kasharra kata sadare de biasa Meto roco neando arroma si ne mena mandando reki di 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 si di 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 ere dorre barriga raka sto roco sotto aco roco sto reke carra mande le le la la manondo re be de de la la sata ra 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 che era basso roca reki di 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 ela bassato. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus, our Redeemer, has been sprinkled on the mercy seat of your presence, Father God, of your glory. And I thank you, Father, that we as a nation can be washed in that blood, can be cleansed, and we will not stop. We will not sit down until our nation has been brought back to you, Father God. Back to you. And I thank you, Father God, that hearts are being turned every day, that multitudes are coming back to you every day. Those hearts that are failing for fear are turning to you, and we have the answer. We have the name and the blood of our Redeemer, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. I thank you, Father. I thank you that you are drawing men and women, boys and girls, unto yourself from this nation and from every nation around the world. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we will do our part. We will take our stand. We will stay where you call us to be and to do what you call us to do until our nations are healed, until our land is healed, until we are brought back into that place of safety and soundness and wholeness and deliverance. In your name, Father God, hallelujah, that your glory may be seen, that your glory may be known in all the earth, so that the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of your glory as the waters cover the sea. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, insert your hand. Reveal your strong right arm into our situation, into this country, into our households, into our heart. Father God, heal, save, deliver by your great power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and use us to do it. Use us to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Now I want you to be ready. Be ready for some miracles, signs, and wonders. Be looking for them. Be ready to start something. When you go into a situation, say, okay, I'm ready to start something here, God. What do you want started? What do you want done here? Now, you know, when the priest got into the river, have you ever tried to stack water? Have you ever had a pile of water somewhere? No, you can't pile water. God said that he heaped it up. So I'm looking for some heaping. I'm looking for some miracles. I'm looking for some signs. I'm looking for some power demonstrations in the earth. And I'm looking them for them to happen through each one of you and through me and through each one of you that are watching the power of God being on display for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord with good word, good presence of God. Hallelujah. Good anointing. Hallelujah. 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 Any other words? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All clear? All good? There's still an anointing here. There's something. Somebody need prayer. Somebody want prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, they need to hear you on live stream.
The devil thought he had the church asleep. About a month ago, I was here with Pastor Richard and Sister Michelle and KK, and I don't know if there's anybody else, and we were praying. And God said, I'm waking a sleeping giant. But just then, God said, the devil thought he had the church asleep. Do you know what? This has caused us to rise up. And I am expecting great and mighty signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rise up. Take your portion of the Ark of the Covenant, the Word, and the presence of God, and let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I just cover everyone in this room and all of those watching by live stream with the name and the blood of the Lamb. I say that you are blessed of the Lord, that there is no feeble in your household. There's no feeble among us in all of our households, of the House of the Lord Fellowship Church. But everyone walks strong and healed of the Lord, filled with his power, filled with his goodness, and ready for every good work. And I decree and declare that there is no lack in any household of House of the Lord Fellowship Church, but there is overflowing abundance, flowing freely, and there is no lack, there's no want, there's no need, but every bill is paid, every obligation is fulfilled, and there is more in store. There is more than enough for everything that is needed, and even those things that are, that the desires that God has put in your heart and in your life. I say that everything you do prospers, and the favor of God surrounds you, and his presence goes with you, so that you are known as a carrier of the presence of the Most High God. You are a carrier, and you represent him, and everywhere you go, every place, whether it's the store or the marketplace or the business place, praise God for restaurants, because I know they're opening up, and for any place that you go, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are the presence of God. You carry and bring his glory, his power, his remedy, because he has a solution for everyone that has a problem. You are the hammer for their nail. So go in his strength and in his power, declaring the name of the Lord. Amen.
Serebikisi arrosondo lo corra bakisi de borra katara la basata rendere lo cotara la bashite de borra katara la bosoto rabaka rendere lo corra bakishi ke de borra bakara la basata.
Do you know who you are? Corona is afraid of you. You are the carrier. You have my spirit on the inside of you. I told you, just as I told the disciples, stay here until you be endued with power from on high. The spirit of truth has already come. The Holy Spirit has already come. The greater one is on the inside of you. Do you know that you are the carrier? You have the answer. You have the solution. He's on the inside of you. Corona is afraid of you. You are not afraid of Corona. Don't ask who's got it, who doesn't have it. You have it. You are the carrier of the Most High God. Walk strong and bold in my anointing. Walk strong and bold in my spirit. Be who I have called you to be. Stand. My anointing is on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you. The answer is on the inside of you. Stand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. We will carry your presence. We will carry your power. Hallelujah.
I'd just like to read Ephesians 1. As God has put in God has been put in my heart to speak out. In Ephesians 1:22-23, this is the Amplified. He said, "And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself." We are the body of Christ, and we fill all in all, and he is all in all, and we are to go for it, not to be afraid, because we are the light and we are the hope of other people. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We are filled with his power. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Yes. You have a request? We can do that. What are we going to sing? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. You've been blessed. Go with God. Take this with you and splash over on somebody. Hallelujah. You're dismissed. We'll see you Wednesday night right here at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. We'll pick up where we left off now.